Hello, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. So it's just over a year since the United States Supreme Court overturned that landmark 1973 judgment, Roe versus Wade. So cast your mind back to, I think it was 1969, when Miss Roe, that's an alias for Norma McCorvey, was pregnant in Texas. She wished to abort her baby. A local official, a Mr. Wade, prevented her from doing so. She claimed to have been raped, but she needed to have a sort of filed a police report claiming that the pregnancy arose from a rape. Anyway, so she wasn't able to terminate her child's life, and she gave birth to the baby, a daughter, who is still alive today, who's in her 50s. So that Miss Roe, Norma McCorvey, to give her real name, she was later penitent. She became a pro-life activist. But anyway, the two young female lawyers in Texas appealed the case, went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and they were arguing for the unconstitutionality of this local official. I can't remember what his job title was, preventing this woman doing what she wanted to do. And the Supreme Court said, yes, there's a right to privacy in the Constitution, which therefore means that this decision about whether to terminate gestation or not is up to the individual. And the federal government says that states cannot outlaw it. States are permitted to restrict it, but they can't actually forbid it altogether. So that was it. It had to be allowed in every state. But we know pregnancy lasts 9 months if it goes to full term. Obviously, pregnancies vary a little bit, roughly 40 weeks. So states could bring in time limits of 20 weeks or 10 weeks or something like that, but they couldn't forbid it altogether. They could say you can't walk into a clinic and have an abortion straight away. They might say you have to say you want to do it, sign it, and come back 24 hours later, have some compulsory counseling that only obstetricians or gynecologists can do this, not ordinary doctors or things like that. That this they can put some rather difficult, constraining regulation around it. What was I going to say? I forget the word. Just deliberately to make it tricky, saying, and this obstetrician must have admitting rights in a hospital within 10 miles of the clinic where he performs the abortion procedure or she performs it, and so forth. So it's been a highly contentious issue in US politics since then. I mean, until the 20th century, it wasn't really. The Supreme Court said, actually, in English common law, it actually wasn't illegal, I don't think, until 1861, the Offences Against the Person Act. But it's been a real political hot potato since then. And Christian evangelicals are very against, say, a baby is conceived off from the moment of conception, not implantation. He or she is a human being. He or she had therefore has the right to life and must not be killed unless it's to save the mother's life or it arises from rape. But even then, if this baby is a human being, he or she still has the right to life. Even the father is the rapist, it's not the baby's fault. Or indeed, if it's a result of incest. But some people say, but so what? Even if you're conceived of incest, you're still a human being, you still have the right to life, and so on. Whereas, anyway, so the evangelical Christians, they are overwhelmingly Republican Party voters. The secular people tend more towards the Democrats. Feminists and left-wingers tend to be pro choice. Which choice is that? The choice to have an abortion, they say, should be permitted. It all hinges about whether a unborn child is a human being or not, or is alive or not. There might be some liminality amongst the very early stages about whether this person really is a person or really is alive. With regard to life, are there only two statuses, alive or dead? Perhaps there's a third status, pre-living. Anyway, so it was overturned last year. President Trump, he appointed more pro-life justices to the US Supreme Court. They've got a majority. They brought about that decision. And the Republican appointed ones, I think, all voted for life. And then the Democrat appointed ones all voted for death. No surprise, surprise. I mean, choice. What choice? The choice to kill another human being? So the pro-choice people may as well be called pro-death people, really. Say, well, it's a woman's right to control her own body. All right, but what about somebody else's body? The baby's body is not the woman's body. It's someone else. It's a separate human being with different DNA, with a different mother and father from the mother, with different fingerprints, with different eye prints, may well have a different blood group, and on and on and on. Is a different person. So do you have the right to do what you want with your body if that means killing somebody else? If you want to strangle somebody else to death, you're doing what you want to with your own body, you're allowed to do that. If you want to sit on a 1-year-old baby and squash him or her to death, you're doing what you want to with your own body. But no, you can't do with you what you want with your own body with absolutely no regard to whether that kills somebody else or not. I know they're difficult cases, as say, where the mother would die if the baby's not aborted, which they ought to be permitted. But this seems to have helped the Democrats a bit more because US opinion is more pro-abortion than pro-life. Now, obviously, there's some red states where being pro-life is electorally advantageous. But the cephalology shows this will be a slight boost to the Democrats. It helped a little bit in the midterm elections in November last year, and presumably the forthcoming presidential election. But remember, Supreme Court judges are there for life. There is no retirement age. They may retire if they wish, but they quite often die en poste, like the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like Judge Rehnquist, like Antonin Scalia about 10 years ago. So when vacancies arise, President Biden could appoint pro-abortion judges, but of course they would need to be confirmed by the United States Senate, as they almost always are. They often have kind of a rough ride. The last one did, and then Brad Kavanaugh did, but they usually get through. Younger people tend to be more pro-death than older people. And the country's becoming a little bit less religious, so it'll be a bit of a boost to the Democrats. But what the Supreme Court is to return it to the states. States can choose to permit abortion or outlaw it, as if the federal government is not going to, although it's not allowed in Washington, D.C. That was part of a deal struck with Obama. Now, there's nothing to prevent someone moving from one state to another to terminate her pregnancy, or indeed going abroad to Mexico, Canada, wherever it may be. But, you know, and the framing of this by organizations like the BBC has been astonishing, suggesting it's people have lost their right to abortion, when there obviously many would say, well, there actually is no right to abortion. The US Constitution doesn't say there's such a right. The law doesn't say there's such a right. I mean, it might allow it, but it doesn't say it's a right. The US Constitution doesn't mention at all right to privacy. What about the baby's privacy, the baby's right to life? And why it's not framed like this? Millions of children have gained the right to life. This has saved so many lives already. Even if it saved one life, surely it's worth it. And then some of the pro-choice are saying, well, these women are still having abortions, but at a later stage. But wait a second, surely that makes no difference to a pro-choice. If an unborn baby is not a human being at all, has no right to life, wouldn't mind if the baby was killed one day after conception or 9 months. I mean, they're just not human, that's it. And then one pro-abortionist, I can't remember his name, he's an Australian philosopher, and he's gone a step further and say that parents should be allowed to kill their children after they're born. And then this is just going further. And so why not, if they're to be killed 1 week after they're born, why not one month, I mean 1 year, I mean 1 decade, and really any point? It's staggering considering this chap is of Jewish extraction and many of his ancestors died in the Holocaust, that he should be advocating for genocide. You thought it might have given some sort of fellow feeling for people who are subjected to such arbitrary murder. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel, and please subscribe on everything, Patreon, and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.